If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we're back on Inside Black and Gold. Jeff Nowak, Steve Geller again. This is our kind of sports talk fueled emergency edition. Reacting to the Derek Carr injury news, we're going to be bringing on Bobby Hebert to chat about his reaction to all this stuff. What his thoughts are, where he thinks the Saints should go, all that. We're also going to have a caller and go over some of the cap implications. So without further ado, here it is.
Into our triple option feature, kind of a round table discussion we're going to have as the news of Derek Carr dealing with a shoulder injury that could threaten his availability for the 2025 season. He's currently reportedly exploring options with include surgery. Don't know too many details though right now, and potentially how serious this injury is. To help us talk about it though, the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert joins us here on Sports Talk. How's it going this Friday, Bobby?
All right, Steve and Jeff. I guess when it rains, it pours. It's not raining. It's a beautiful day. We've got a lot going on this weekend. But this is terrible news. I mean, especially if you want it to be representable next year, as far as, I'm not saying being a playoff team, but I don't know. Right now, it's all for sure. We got to get a quarterback now. But you can't reach. You cannot go and just make something out of nothing as far as how do you have the quarterbacks graded? And well, we're going to go with Spencer Rattler. Or what approach? It might be that almost you play out the season next year, unless you think you have the quarterback of the future. And then I would think you'd bring some stability, though, still with a veteran like the Andy Dalton type,
right.
Like Joe Flacco or somebody like that. But there is a great opportunity with Spencer Rattler, I guess, to show the Saints what he could do if he'd be the guy. But if it's season ending, it has to be his right shoulder, his throwing shoulder, not his left shoulder, because that wouldn't be season ending. So, this is bad news for the Houdat Nation and for the Saints to have invested all that money in him. There's no way he would have passed a physical if he was hurt. They wouldn't have paid him all that money. So, I was talking with Charlie. It must have recently just happened where all of a sudden surgery might be an option.
Right.
And then, therefore, you're going to play next year. And it might be like, oh, well, we play next year, but we're really looking forward to the 2026 season. No, this is not good. I'm not saying Derek Carr would have worked magic and all of a sudden – win the Super Bowl hunt.
No, but you always say he gives you the chance to win.
Well, the only games we won is when he played. Spencer Rattler, I haven't even won a game.
Yeah, Bobby, my question would be, what would your preference be if Derek did not play? Would you like to see them draft a guy, start a rookie, go to Spencer, go sign a veteran and start that guy? What would your primary course be if you were making those decisions?
I would give Spencer Rattler every opportunity, and I would bring in a veteran. I wouldn't necessarily reach for a quarterback with the number 9 pick. Now, if you can work something out, trade or something to Mickey Loomis and all, and Jackson Dart and, Shedeur Sanders, I just don't think they're worthy of a number 9 pick. Whether that be later first round or when the Saints would pick in the second round, then let them battle it out. Then you'd have Jackson Dart, Spencer Rattler, whoever it might be, or Shedeur. But as far as we have too many holes right now, I look at the supporting cast. None of these quarterbacks are necessarily going to make the players better around them. I think, and there's a number of quarterbacks like this in the NFL. You got to have a supporting cast for them to ultimately have success. There's only, a handful that are truly like the difference franchise, the difference making quarterbacks. And so I just don't think it's in this draft. And they're not going to move up to get Cam Ward.
Right.
Cam Ward would be the only one that I think would maybe be in that category. Like, for instance, if Shedeur and Jackson Dart, they came out in last year's draft. I think Charlie and I was talking about this, and Mike, that like Cam Ward, he wouldn't be the number one overall pick. He'd be like four, maybe the fourth or fifth guy. And then, I don't know, you look at Shedeur, he'd be kind of like Bo Nix. But if you really like him, look, Sean Payton really liked Bo Nix. And, so you look at that 10, 11, 12 pick around there, if you sold on him. But I just don't view Shedeur. The one thing I like about Shedeur, he's accurate with the football. And you can't coach accuracy, but a lot of times he takes too many sacks. And how he processes stuff, I just don't think he's a slam dunk for sure franchise quarterback. And I think Jackson Dart has just as good of an opportunity as Shedeur to have success in the NFL, but it could be a starter. I don't view them like a Jaden Daniels.
If you were the Saints, would you be calling up Aaron Rodgers' agent
right
now?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's a good question, Jeff. That is because I can tell you right now, whether any young guy you would draft or Spencer Rattler, Aaron Rodgers would give us the best chance to win. Kind of like Derek Carr. I don't know, well, are you going to win something? I'm just saying how he can spin it, and I still think what he still has maybe left in the tank that I know Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest football throwers, passers of all time in NFL history. And I still, and I looked in the latter part of the season, he was still making some throws that can hang with the youngsters. So, but that'd be a short term thing. That even if they would draft like a guy like Shador and Derek Carr is available to play, it'd be almost like a redshirt year for him. And then if you really believe in him that much, he'd be the guy in 26. But this does not bode well, I think, for the Saints in this upcoming season as far as expectations.
Bobby, if it's not that quarterback with pick number 9 overall, where are you looking? Is it in the trenches, O-line, D-line, or do you like, you know, the Penn State tight end or, the, you know, Tet McMillan, the wide receiver out of Arizona?
I like it all. You know, whoever we pick at number 9, we ain't developing them. They got to play. You know, it has to be like Fuaga. You know, Fuaga, it was good and very good at times. I don't say he was, like, outstanding great. But I think potentially he's going to be on that level. We need somebody to play right away and to answer the bell and be available, you know, game in and game out. But I don't know, kind of like Charlie, I was talking with Charlie about this when I came to cut some commercials for FanDuel. The linebacker from the Georgia Bulldogs, the hybrid guy, they're going with a 3-4 because he can get after the quarterback and be in coverage. His name's slipping my
Jalen
mind.
Walker.
Help me out. Yeah. That guy. I think if he's at number 9, I wouldn't worry about this year. I would take him over a quarterback, and then address the quarterback situation next year. And who knows? We might get a better draft pick considering where we might be drafting, and the quarterback's available. Instead of picking 9, we might be top 5. So I don't know.
Definitely appreciate you giving us some time this Friday, Bobby, when the news came out. Thanks for stopping by and be talking to you soon. Enjoy the weekend, man.
Yeah, beautiful weather. And, before you know it, the draft's going to be here, and that's always a fun time. So you and Jeff, I'll talk to you all later.
Appreciate it. Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon, joining us there, sending off on the latest news. Derek Carr's status for the season reportedly in question. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, first to come out with the news dealing with a shoulder injury. We don't know if it's the throwing shoulder, non-throwing shoulder. We're speculating right now that it would be something with his throwing shoulder if it's threatening his season and possibly requiring surgery. Going to get right into our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Folks wanting to sound off about Derek Carr. Marty in Mobile, you are up. What you got for us this Friday? Friday.
Hey, good evening. I just want to ask a question. This news about Bobby, about Derek Carr is very interesting. But I just want to know, what does this mean to us cap-wise and with all that money we're paying him? If he's not playing, is he just going to get paid?
Yeah, so basically. I mean, now there could be some outs based on what the injury is, you know, if it was non-football related, if it happened like skiing or something like that. Like there could be some outs. It's very unlikely. It's probably something lingering from a prior injury. I don't know. But most likely what's going to happen is the Saints are on the hook for the full contract this year. They restructured that deal fully. So, for example, if they did cut him this year, they would do it as a post-June 1 cut. They would be on the hook for the $20 million they were already on the hook for this year, and then they would be on the hook for $59 million in dead cap next
Ouch.
Season. If and we're all just assuming he's not going to play. Like, this could come out and he could be, okay, I'm ready. So that's all kind of part of the conversation. It's just the rabbit hole we're going down right now is a very morbid one. If they waited until next year, made him a post-June 1 released next year, then you would be talking $19 million in 2026 against the cap and $40 million in 2027 against the cap. That's just the reality the Saints find themselves in. They're paying Derek Carr. Right? Whether he's healthy or not, they're paying him. That contract is essentially, at this point, fully guaranteed.
You mentioned this while we were in break, and I think you tweeted it out as well. This is nuts, man. We're considering, too, the injury history. Derek Carr was pretty healthy during his time with the Raiders, and since coming here, sadly, it has not been the case.
No, he's been as durable as anybody. He missed 4 games in 9 years with the Raiders, and you know, now you're just talking about injury. Problem for the Saints is they're not built to tank. Right, so it's not like you can just easily just shift to like all these veteran players. Yeah, we're not trying to win anymore. You know, it's going to be funny to talk about this whole process. Kirk Cousins.
Interesting. Yeah, we didn't.
As
even
we
bring
have 30 seconds
up.
Left,
could he end up going from Atlanta to the Saints?
Yeah.
A vice versa of Bobby Hebert.
I'm just saying. All right. Again, thanks everyone for listening. I'm Jeff Nowak. He is Steve Geller. That was our
abbreviated emergency episode of Inside Black and Gold, reacting to the Derek Carr injury news, all of that. We will have a ton more throughout the week. Steve and myself are going to be recording a full episode either on Monday or Tuesday, depending on the schedule. Hopefully Monday. If not, we'll get that recorded and posted on Tuesday, kind of for the full breakdown of what we know, what we've learned, where we think the Saints are going to go from here. Are they going to pick a quarterback in the draft? Are they going to go with Louisville's Tyler Shaw, a guy who's 25 years old and older than Trevor Lawrence? Are they going to go with the number 9 pick and just throw caution to the wind and take Shedeur Sanders? Are they going to go with Jackson Dart, Quinn Ewers? All of these guys are suddenly prime targets for a team that feels like it desperately needs a quarterback. Either way, we will get into all that this week and beyond, getting into the draft. Also going to bring back on Devin Johnson. We had him on a few weeks back for another kind of special episode, and I have a feeling whatever we were going to talk about is going to go away, and that's going to be replaced with the Derek Carr of it all, because this conversation is not going to end anytime soon. Again, thanks everyone for listening. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Nowak. You can catch up with Steve at SteveGellerWWL, and you can follow the show at Saints_pod. Until the next time, who dat? Be easy, y'all. Peace.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.